now, the revenue commissioners are urging people to examine their tax affairs and make themselves aware of the allowances and credits that they're entitled to. And with that in mind, we've got Aisling Ní Mhaoláin, who is National PAYE Manager with the Revenue Commissioners, with us on the line. Aisling, good morning to you, and thanks very much for joining me on the programme this morning, first of all.
Good morning, Gerry, and thanks very much for having me on.
Now, tell me first of all about mortgage interest tax relief. What is it and what does it involve?
Okay, so the mortgage interest tax credit, that was introduced by the Finance Act 2023, and it was originally only going to be for the year 2023, but it's since been extended and is it available now for 24, 2025 and this year. So it's a very valuable relief, so I would encourage everyone to have a look and see if they meet the criteria for it. So there's a number of things that qualifying criteria that you must meet in order to be eligible to claim it. So the first one is that you must be LPT compliant, okay? So you have to be up to date with your LPT. It's available for taxpayers who had a mortgage balance of between 80,000 and 500,000 outstanding on the 31st of December 2022. So if you meet that then and your interest increased for the following years, so for 2023, 2024 and 2025, the credit is available at the standard rate of tax for that difference. Okay, so if you paid an increase of 7,000 on your interest for 2023 over 2022, you can claim 20% of that back to a maximum of 6,250. So that's the cap. So if you meet those conditions, it's worth 1,250 euro per property per year. It has to be for your principal private residence, okay, so your home, or the principal private residence of a dependent relative, or if it's a residence that's used by maybe a spouse to attend employment. So it's there, it's 1,250 is the max for 23, 24 and 25. And for this year then, there's a reduced level of relief and the maximum tax credit available is 625 euro per property. So it's very valuable. It's easy to claim. So like all our tax credits and reliefs, the quickest way to claim them is online. So you log into the Revenue website and you go into your My Account. So if you're registered for My Account, you just use those login details. Or if you're registered for MyGovID, which a lot of people have now, you can sign in using those details. And you claim it for your return for the previous years, okay? So at the moment, you could file a tax return for 2025, 2024 and 2023 to claim this relief. And it's very, very simple. And if you want, I can talk you through the process of filing the tax return.
Yeah, if you can. And is there a reason, Aisling, or are you mystified as everybody else, including the then Minister for Finance, that the relief has not been claimed by a majority of eligible mortgage holders, which is why it was extended? Is it too complicated? Are people not aware of it? Or is it a combination of all of the above?
I wouldn't say it's complicated. It's very, very straightforward. I mean, for 2023, they're the latest figures we would have for both PAYE taxpayers and income taxpayers. Like over 52,000 people have claimed it. For 2024, it's 20,300 odd people, PAYE people have claimed it. And like the value of that is about 14.4 million. And already this year, we've had approximately 500 claims for the 2025 tax year. So I think some people are aware of it. We're doing our best to raise awareness of it. We've done multiple media campaigns over the last few years. But I would encourage anyone, if you're unsure if you're due any tax relief or credit back, log on to our website, www.revenue.ie, and there's a whole wealth of information there on the different credits that are available, how you claim them, and any qualifying conditions. So it's very easy. Like when you sign into your My Account, okay, you can log in to review your tax for the previous 4 years. And you pick the relevant year, you click on request or view your preliminary end of year statement. Okay, so your preliminary end of year statement will show all the information that we have on record for you, and it will show you what the position is. So if we think we owe you money, you will see overpayment 100 euro. Or if you owe us money, you'll see underpayment 100 euro. So to claim that back then, you click complete your income tax return. And you go through, the first section is just your personal details, make sure that your bank account details are correct and everything else. And then you get into the credits page, okay? So that's the really important one. So if you think you meet the conditions to claim your mortgage interest tax credit, in that section, you and your family, that's where you'll find that credit, okay? And you just input the details. And upload receipts if you have them. You upload your cert, so you upload your mortgage interest cert for 2022 and then the equivalent for the relevant year. And you just upload that, hit submit, and if you're due the relief, within 3 to 5 days, you will have that money in your bank account. It's very, very simple. And once you do it once, I would encourage people, like, this is the time of year when people are reviewing kind of their finances and different things. Include your tax as part of that. It's very easy.
Yeah, put it in there and have a look. Okay, a caller asked a question, Aisling, do you have to be online and registered with Revenue Online to claim back taxes? This person isn't that comfortable going online. Could they make an appointment and go to the local revenue office, or is there a form they could be sent out that they could fill in manually, they're wondering?
Yeah, no, we're aware that not everybody is available to or is able to do things online, and everything can be claimed on paper. Now, it's not as quick as doing it online, but if you contact us, we have a dedicated forms and leaflet section, and you can ring them and request. So the equivalent for the PAYE tax return is a Form 12 or the Form 12S, which is a shortened version. You just request that and we will post one out to you. If you're near one of our public offices, you can make an appointment. Again, the details of how to make an appointment are on the website. I can give you the phone number as well. And you just the appointment service is available in Cork, Dublin, Limerick and Galway, but we also offer a virtual service, okay? So that's where you can make an appointment online. But for your callers now, if they're near Tralee, if you want to make an assisted virtual appointment, it's called RevConnect, we will set up a virtual appointment for you, and you can call into the Tralee office and you can have that virtual appointment then with a revenue officer, and we will talk you through how to file your return or claim your credits. So we do have alternative services there.
That are more local to people in Kerry than having to travel to Cork. Another listener asks, and this goes to the wider question, Aisling. Fiona says, good morning, revenue tax back. Could you ask about student registration fees, student college house rental? Is it possible to make any claims on these, says Fiona?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things there. So the rent tax credit, that's another credit that's very valuable, and it's for people who are paying rent, and it's available for, similar to the mortgage interest tax credit, from the tax year 2023. And you can claim that if you're paying rent for your child if they're attending college. Now, the rent payments have to be for a home that's in the Irish state. So if they're attending college up the north, it wouldn't be available. So you can claim that. So for 2023, that's €500 for a single person or €1,000 for a jointly assessed couple. And it's double then for 2024 for 2026. So again, they could claim that. If you're paying tuition fees for your child or whatever attending college, you can claim relief on that. So that's capped at 7,000 per student per year, okay? And it applies to full-time and some approved part-time courses. So again, all the information on what's an approved course is on our website. The first €3,000 is excluded for a full-time student, and that includes the student contribution, and for part-time students it's £1,500. But if you're claiming for more than one student, you'll get the full tax relief on the tuition fees for the second or subsequent students. And again, all this information is on our website, and if you're claiming it, you just do the same process. You go into your tax return and you claim it that way.
Okay. On mortgage interest release, a listener asks, if you've taken out €300,000 mortgage this year, is there relief, or does it apply only for payments made in 2025 or earlier back to 2023?
So it's based on what your mortgage balance was on the 31st of December 2022. So if your mortgage balance was between 80,000 and 500,000 on the 31st of December 2022, that's the qualifying piece.
Okay, so not for new mortgages this year, or would it be applicable in any way for any mortgages this year? Or at the lower level you talked about, perhaps?
No, it's only if your mortgage, it's based on what your mortgage interest was on the 31st December and the amount that you owed that time in 2022.
Okay. Okay, brilliant stuff. So that's the element of it that people need to concentrate. Just review everything when you're reviewing the rest of your finances and your money. Take a look at the tax side of things as well, because that's somewhere where you could really earn or get back money you're entitled to, I suppose, is the key thing. And does that go across the board with everything, Aisling? There's claims and credits available in lots of different areas.
Yeah, health expenses is a really, really popular one. And I suppose the thing about health expenses is it's the person who's paying the health expenses that can claim the relief. So if you were paying for your children to go to the doctor, you can claim the relief on that. Some dental, non-routine dental expenses are also included. So if you were paying, if you had braces, you can claim for that. Prescription fees you can claim for. Nursing home expenses, like there's a whole rake of stuff there with regards to health expenses that people should look at. If you're working from home, you can. There's a remote working relief there as well, where you can claim back 30% of the cost of your light, heat and internet for the days that you were working from home. So like there's lots of different stuff there. It's really worthwhile people having a look at our website to see what they're entitled to, and you can claim back for 4 years. And as I said, if you do it online, it's very, very quick. Most people will have a refund into their bank account if it's due within 3 to 5 working days.
Okay, that sounds brilliant. On the student side of things, I'm not sure if you were talking there, but you went through, I know, what can be claimed in terms of rent relief for people who are paying rent. Listener wants to know, if you're paying rent for a daughter attending college, can we claim through rent a room, but the landlord isn't registered? Does the landlord have to be RTB registered for you to claim back your rent relief on that side of things?
No, they don't have to be. We do ask for the residential tenancy number, but if you don't have it, that's okay. You can still go ahead and claim it. So provided they meet all the other conditions, and if they're paying rent for their child for a property within the state, they can absolutely claim it.
Yeah, because it's not your fault that the landlord isn't registered. You're just paying the rent, so you're entitled to money back on that. Okay, are there other tax reliefs that you haven't mentioned so far that people could be aware of? Or is it a question of going on or going into your office, setting up an appointment and having a conversation with somebody if that's the way they want to do it, Aisling?
Yeah, no, there's lots of stuff. Like the first thing I would say is have a look at our website. Everything is there. There's a whole section on all the various credits. So there's different credits there. So say if you were a single parent, you might be entitled to a single person child carer credit. If you have a child who has a disability and, you know, is unable to maintain themselves, you may qualify for the incapacitated child carer tax credit. There's lots and lots of stuff there. I've mentioned the health expenses, the rent tax credit, mortgage interest tax credit. They're the big ones. Relief for nursing home fees as well. That's a very valuable one too. And that's available at the marginal rate. So that's if you're paying the higher tax rate, you will get that relief at 40%. So that's another one that's worth inquiring about.
Okay, brilliant. Aisling, listen, thanks for all of that. You've been great. We're going to podcast this interview. It'll be up on RadioKerry.ie later today. But Aisling, there was a number you were telling me about, a phone number finally that people can contact.
Yeah, so if they wish to make an appointment, you know, a virtual or an in-person appointment, if they just contact us on 01-7383-660.
Okay, that's 01-7383-660. That's if you want to go by way of appointment and get involved in forms and things like that. That's 01-7383-660, the number to call if you want to do it not online and want to go through appointments and have things explained to you and work with forms. That's the number to call. Aisling Ní Bhealán, thanks very much for talking to us about that in the programme this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much.
There's Aisling there on the line, National PAYE Manager with the Revenue Commissioners, talking about those interest reliefs, that mortgage interest tax relief, a big one, the health claims as well you can make back, health expenses claims, and also other areas like the rental relief and the nursing home fees relief as well. Well worth investigating if you're involved in that. And that number again is 01-7383-660. That's the Revenue Commissioners number if you want to set up an appointment or a virtual appointment. That's the way to go with that.